Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, and today I am thrilled to share one of our recent Firebird Book Award winners. She is Shannon Bersani, and her children's book is titled Achoo, Why Pollen Counts. The book won in three categories: first place in picture books, all ages; first place in picture books, ages 4 through 8; and third place in children's fiction. Shannon is an award-winning children's picture book author and illustrator for publishing companies around the world. There's so much to know about her, and we're going to share her websites later on, but I want to get going because I'm looking forward to sharing her with you today. So welcome to the network, Shannon.
Thank you, Pat. I'm really delighted to be speaking to you today.
Now, I'm very delighted to have you here today. Your book is just so beautiful in so many ways. And as I looked at it, I thought, I wonder what made her decide to write this particular book for children about pollen and the pollination process. So maybe you can just shed a little light on to what inspired you to even write that.
First of all, I love gardening. I've always loved flowers, gardening, and watching bees, dragonflies, insects, just being outside in nature gets me very excited. And so I'm watching the bees and I'm thinking about it. And actually my son said, you know, maybe you should write a story about bees. So I started to think about that. And I said, what am I going to write about? Like, well, bees? Like, I couldn't really wrap my brain around it. And then one day I was looking up looking about hexagon shapes, and I started to think, oh, snowflakes, and I stumbled on NOAA's website. NOAA is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration government website. And on there, when I was reading about snowflakes, it says, you know, how does a snowflake form? And so their answer is, briefly, a snowflake begins to form when an extremely cold water droplet freezes onto a pollen or dust particle in the sky. This creates an ice crystal, and it'll continue to grow bigger as it falls. But the word pollen hit me, and I said, bees, pollen. Now, what else can I learn about pollen? So I started to, instead of looking at the bee aspect of this story, I started to look up the pollen aspect of the story, and I started to research everything I possibly could about pollen. And by doing that, I learned that there's quite a few insects that eat pollen. I mean, everybody knows about how honey comes about with bees. Bees collect the pollen. They have bee baskets on their legs. They collect the pollen, and they pollinate plants. And we all know that pollinating plants is extremely important for our food chain. But I started to realize that with my research, you've got garden spiders outside in the spring, that they would be little baby spiders. They're called spiderlings. They tend to be yellow, and they're too small to be catching prey. So they'll make webs. Pollen collects on their webs because of that pollen that's in the air. There's different types of pollen. There's this pollen that floats in the air, and then there's pollen that's heavy, that sticks to insects or animals, and it gets pollinated while they travel. So the spiderlings will actually collect pollen and then eat their web at the end of the night. And that's how they get their protein and how they grow bigger. And then I found out that I'd always thought and was taught that all butterflies just ate nectar, until I learned that we have butterflies in Florida and Texas. They're zebra longwing butterflies, and they live where most butterflies live short lives. These ones can live many months or over the winter. They not only drink nectar, but they also suck up pollen, and they have a saliva inside them that enables for the pollen to break down, which gives them protein and gives them a longer life and a healthier life. So I said, wow, so that's an interesting thing. And then I started thinking about, because I was thinking, what seasons would pollen be in? And ladybugs, again, I didn't know ladybugs even hibernated, but they eat pollen in the fall and it gives them protein for their hibernation to overstay the winter. So we've got ones in the fall, the ladybugs, we've got the spring ones, the spiderlings, we've got honeybees in the summer, and we've got the winter covered because of the snowflakes. So that's where the whole book kind of came about, and my researching all the animals, and then it just came about to illustrate it, really. The writing came together, and I loved the story. I put the whole story around the bear and his problem. He has a problem. He wakes up and hibernating. He has a problem like, oh, my gosh, I'm itchy, I'm sticky, I'm sneezing, I hate this stuff. And he ends up learning from all his friends. Then pollen is very important in that he ends up liking pollen at the end.
Oh my gosh, you are fascinating. I'm just sitting here back in my chair listening to you learning. I didn't know about the spiderlings eating their web that it collects the pollen. This is fascinating. Wow, I can see why you couldn't stop researching it.
Anytime I work on anything, I love researching, and I usually like to, well, of course, right now with COVID, it isn't possible, but I typically travel around the country and even out of the country to research for the books that I illustrate and the stories that I write.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you're most comfortable illustrating, or now are you getting more into writing, or are you finding that balance between the two?
I'm trying to find the balance. I am a very accomplished children's book illustrator. I'm illustrating my 33rd children's book, and they've sold over almost 3 million copies now worldwide with publishers like Scholastic, Arbordale, Charles Bridge, and I did 3 books for American Cancer Society. So my books are that I've illustrated are everywhere, but I've always wanted to write. I wrote songs and poems when I was like a little child, and that actually came first. So when I have time, when I'm not illustrating, then I like to sit and research and write. And I have a whole pile of manuscripts right now. Some of them I've sent to editors to see if they can be sold. And one of them I'm even thinking I'll just self-publish because I want to do the art on it. And so I'm trying to find more time to balance writing as an author, but the illustrating has been my career
right.
for the most part.
Right, and you do such a great job. I could understand why you're such a sought-after illustrator. In fact, yesterday I have a little 6-year-old granddaughter. She asked me what I was going to do today, and I told her I was interviewing Shannon Bersani, who wrote the book Achoo, Why Pollen Counts. And I went to your website because I was going to send her a picture of your book cover, and there I saw you have a page of illustrations for kids to make copies of from the website where they could print them out and actually color them. So let's just talk about that as well. I can't remember which website it was. I think you have a few.
Oh,
so maybe share your website names.
That's on achoowhypollencounts.com. So that's one word, the name of the book, achoowhypollencounts.com. And if you go there, one of the tabs you'll see at the top will be free coloring pages. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of fun thinking about how can children enjoy the book beyond the story. So I have drawing pages to like teach you how they're all free and people can print them out. So on there's like a drawing page on how to draw like simple ladybugs, butterflies, bees. And then we have like a word search puzzle. I've got a crossword puzzle. I've got a math puzzle or coloring pages from other books that I've illustrated for Arbordale Publishing. And all my, 2 of my favorite things on there, you'll see free craft projects. So one of them is a pollen snow globe craft project. And another one is recycling an egg carton and making a mobile, like a beehive egg carton that's on there. And yeah, people go to, like I said, chewwhypollencounts.com and look up the coloring pages. They'll find all these free resources.
Yeah, I saw the egg carton one. That looks like a fun project as well. So it was just such a cool website. It was so perfect. She just happened to ask me what I was doing, and I got to share you with her. So thank you for all that you do. So what's next? What are you working on next as far as a writing project? Anything in the works?
What I'm writing now is quite a few people said, wow, I really loved the art that is in A Chewy Pollen Counts. I love the story and the forest and the animals. Can you do more? Can you give us more? And so I'm writing a story now about bees and their adventures while they go pollinating. And they'll be pollinating like in an orchard or maybe at the edge of the forest. And so they'll meet other creatures, little critters, squirrels and maybe snakes and birds and some other animals along the way. And it'll give me a chance to create that illusion of the forest and the pollen and the flowers and the meadow. I'm pretty excited about where it's going.
I'm excited to hear that. I wish I was in the head of Shannon Bersani. I wish I had that talent to do that. It just seems like it would be so fun to be you.
I have a fun time. I'm very happy with my life.
Oh, that's good to hear. That makes me happy to hear that. So as you're writing your books, what are your hopes? Do you have a goal in mind? Is it more for you just to get this out? Or what are your hopes and wishes for the readers?
Well, I hope to inspire children, really children of all ages, to, one, write their own stories. Because I believe everybody has stories to tell, and they should, you know, put them out there. So I hope I inspire people to write, and I'm really hoping that the books help inspire children of all ages to draw, to paint, to illustrate, to create their own art, to go with their stories. That if I can inspire people to read and to write and to draw, then I think I'll pass away a very happy woman.
I get that. And as you're talking about being inspiring with your books, I think today's story was actually extremely inspiring, because here you started off just a person going outside and being fascinated and enchanted with insects and bees and dragonflies, and then to take that next step, to think about pollen and not just let that thought go, but then to start researching it and following that whole journey of researching a tiny drop of pollen and look where it leads you. So I think just that curiosity for the everyday things that we might run across in life, we have no idea where that can take us and how we can share that with others. So I think today's conversation actually is a huge inspirational gift. I thank you.
Good. I hope it inspires others to also pursue and follow their dreams. Everyone can do it. They really can.
Those are good words to hear right about now. I think everyone needs a little boost in confidence. So your website is atchewypollencounts.com. Any other places or ways folks can learn more about you or purchase your books?
I have some links to the publishers on AchewYPollenCounts.com. Like if you go to Arbordale, that's the publisher of Achew. They also have the book in Spanish, German, and Portuguese. It's been translated into, so you can buy those there. Or if you can buy, you can find almost all the books on Amazon under my name, Shannon Bersani. And I also have another website that's been this kind of ongoing blog. If people go scroll way to the end, they'll find how I started illustrating books, and they'll learn about all my awards over time. That's just simple, shennen.com, shennen.com. And they can learn all about me there.
Excellent. Yes, there was so much I wanted to share about your bio and who you are and what you do, but I did not want to take up your time of speaking about your book today. So I encourage folks to head over to Shennen, Shennen.com, Shennen.com, and the book website at ChewWhyPollenCounts.com. Shennen Bersani, I just love you. You're just so inspiring to me. I'm so happy that we had this opportunity to talk today, and I hope that we get another chance to share your books with our listeners again. Thank you for today.
Oh, thank you, Pat. I love you too. Thank you so much for having me. This was fabulous.